Hey everyone, Nick here. So there are some slight audio issues with this episode, you might notice. That's because the mixer I bought for this new microphone just didn't work right with it. I have bought a new audio interface, so it shouldn't be a problem going forward, but I've done my best to clean up the sound, and hopefully you should be able to still enjoy this. Anyway, on with the episode.
Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about toilet chicken, Waluigi sounds, and baby Captain Phasma. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lane.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, everyone. How are you doing today?
We just recorded the GD funniest Patreon episode, so I feel like I'm on drugs.
I was just saying to Tim, like, I'm actually kind of sad that it's a Patreon episode because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But now, if you're not our patron, don't you want to go listen to it?
Them's the breaks.
You can pay $5 and get all the Patreon episodes.
Yeah, five U.S. American dollars for our Patreon episodes, and they're all really good, but the one that is coming out this week is...
It's already out.
It's already out. That's right.
What day is it?
I don't know. Yeah, we're recording this on August 16th.
Yeah, I think we're going to release that one on Wednesday, so the 19th.
So this will already... Yeah, okay. Sick. So if you want immediate access to this fucking gold content...
You're growling for
it. The kid or cat, one of the others...
I'm going to kick him out of the room. Hold on.
Clamoring for
it. I love the dog.
We had to kick our cats completely out of the hole upstairs because they were wild and too.
It was
wild.
Lucy
out of the house.
Lucy was wild. In?
Yeah,
we put them on. They can be outdoor cats now.
It's like just, you keep yelling.
They would immediately
I hope you enjoy
die.
The deck.
Lucy used to be a little angel, and I feel like now that we've been in quarantine for so long, she has learned to be loud and annoying, like her terrible brother Laser. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love them both very much, but they will not shut the fuck up and stop screaming.
Yes, yes, yes. Patreon.com/DearInternet.
Yeah,
yeah, and you can
shit.
You too can learn about the soup tubes.
the best idea of the century? Question mark.
And how we will kill one of you for $10,000.
This soup.
The worst part of it is that I think that we could have continued talking about the soup tube for like a solid at least another half hour.
Yeah, it's much like Return of the King. There was three endpoints, and we just kept going.
And we just kept going because, and then Tim even thought of additional goofs afterward.
Well, I didn't fucking read. Oh, the Great Molasses Flood of Boston. I didn't mention that. What would happen?
Damn. What if?
What if?
Just imagine. Listen to that episode and imagine if Tim had talked about that at the end.
We would laugh.
It would be funny. Do you guys want to get freeing into it today?
Yeah, brother. Can I read the first
Tim,
one?
Please,
let's do it.
If you don't, I'll cry. Please read the first question.
Of it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My
do it.
22 male girlfriend, 23 female, is mortified and enraged because I thawed the frozen chicken up in the toilet. Thawed the frozen chicken up in the toilet.
What does that mean?
The top part, not the bowl part, everyone, so...
he has to make that clarification right in the
judgmental
title of the post.
Assholes already think it's in the bowl part.
Wow.
So, we were going to have chicken for dinner, but the chicken was frozen. I read online that a good way to thaw meat quicker is to submerge it in water, bagged up in a Ziploc or whatever. Sure, sounds good. Only we didn't have a bowl that could fit the chicken. Or did we? I remember that the water in the top section of the toilet is clean. I am not talking about the toilet bowl itself, the top part that stores the water. It's clean.
Okay.
It's clean.
Of course, the back of the toilet bowl is not, like, huge. Right?
But I guess, like, if you're, like...
What I'm saying is, like, if you don't have a bowl that's wider than that...
Because I
don't have a bowl. I guess we do.
Yeah, we have one big bowl, but honestly, like, for a long time, we did not have a bowl.
Blow your fucking mind. I bet you do. It's called the sink.
That is
true.
That is exactly what I thought of for a moment.
Like, a bathtub is
gross, but not as gross.
Yeah, yeah, but
I think but, I'm gonna save my comments.
I think you guys are being judgmental.
Yeah, I think you guys are being very
no,
I but I do want to just quickly point out, I don't think this is like individual like chicken breast. I think this is like a chicken. Fuck. I think he's talking about thawing a whole chicken.
I don't think a whole chicken would fit in the back of my toilet.
Maybe it's like one of those small ones, like little
like a little hen. Like,
yeah, perhaps. When
they're like, oh, everybody gets their own for Christmas. Yeah. And you're like, that's awesome. And then they suck because they're all bones.
Remember?
Oops, all bones. The chicken.
Medieval times or such where you get like a little chicken. But maybe it was a half chicken. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Anyway,
remember on Cast of Thrones when we didn't know what
Capon
was for years and we always forgot?
Young. Yeah.
So young. Everyone shut up. Or did we? I remember that the water in the top section of the toilet is clean. I'm not talking about the toilet bowl itself. The top part that stores the water. It's clean. So I removed the lid, and I double bagged the frozen chicken, and I submerged it into the top part of the toilet. Some water overflowed to the ground, but I cleaned it up. I put the lid back on. Boom. Done. When my girlfriend came home, I thought she'd be impressed by my solution. I told her the chicken was thawing, but forgot to tell her where
he doesn't have a job, and she comes home from work, like to pay for the rent, and he's like, "Guess what I did?"
Nick, he clearly has a job called thought leader, disruptionist, inventor. He works in the
things. Influencer. He's influencing people on cooking technique.
This is a really funny joke.
Is this binging with Babish? Is this Babish?
Here's a really funny joke. I hope you guys are ready.
I'm excited.
Think tank.
Oh my god. He is the president of the think tank.
Mm-hmm. When my girlfriend came home, I thought she'd be impressed with my solution. I told her the chicken was thawing, but forgot to tell her where it was thawing. Classic. Suddenly, I heard her shouting in the bathroom. That's when I realized my blunder. She must have flushed the toilet, idiot. And when the top refilled, it overflowed a bit again because of the chicken in the toilet. Oh, geez. He wrote, oh, geez. I opened the door just as she was listening. Imagine. I opened the door just as she was lifting the lid on the toilet top and sees the chicken. I began to apologize for not telling her, but suddenly she became irrationally stunningly livid. I was dismayed and astonished.
Okay, I think this dude went to thesaurus.com.
This sounds like a fucking episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes, it does.
It's like one guy who's like from they don't respect women in our country. Like one of those guys.
Yeah, like they're like, yeah, we just do it like this all the time. Why are you being so fucking, why are you being such a bitch about it?
I was dismayed and astonished. I tried to explain, but I could hardly get a word in. I went to feel the chicken to see how thawed it was and said it needed maybe another hour. And she said she would never eat the chicken.
What?
Now
she's just hangry, dude.
She's hangry, bro. Don't do this.
We all get hangry.
Yeah.
Okay?
Give her a Snickers bar.
Yeah, she's...
Now I was more shocked than ever. Why would she not eat the chicken? It was perfectly fine. The water is clean. And besides, it's in two layers of bag. I explained this to her perfectly, but she wouldn't
eat it. Is Trump writing this?
I know.
It was a tremendous chicken thawing.
A tremendous, yeah.
I cooked the chicken up later, and she would not have any of it. She ordered takeout to be spiteful. We are currently not speaking, but I would like to work this out with her. Before you post, also please make sure you are thinking of the toilet chicken with rationality and not pure emotion.
Okay.
That's my favorite line that I've ever read
this
in one of these.
Rules. If we look at the actual logic, we can see there is nothing wrong with thawing a chicken or other meats in the top part of a toilet. It is literally no different from putting it in any other bowl of clean water, please. I am begging you to understand that before you comment, please. TLDR, I need advice because my girlfriend's mad at me because I thawed the chicken in the toilet. Holy fucking shit.
I think technically it would be fine to eat this chicken, but you wouldn't do this unless you had zero other options. And there are many other options. Like,
again,
if this was like apocalypse.
Yeah. Right, like, and that's what she had.
It's fine.
Huh. But, okay, so, because the thing is, my thought is, why did he not use a sink? And my guess...
Oh, my fucking God.
Tell me.
The first comment, you don't have a sink. The follow-up comment from the poster, fuck.
Yeah, I assumed it was that the sink was full of dishes, and he was like,
I don't want dishes.
Can I throw out a radical response to this?
Yeah.
Sure.
I would eat that chicken.
Oh, there's absolutely... So here's the thing that fucking sucks. There's absolutely nothing wrong with doing this.
There actually really is nothing wrong with it. If you're double bagging that chicken, it don't matter, man. It's fine. I mean, I guess you could see... I guess I could see where you're like, well, if the water is not clean...
Right.
And maybe you get a droplet of it on your chicken. But...
So, right. And you,
but
you,
the
and
water already, is clean.
You fucked up because you let your girlfriend do a dookie in it. while I still technically feel like having a double bagged is safe even to be in dookie zone, I don't necessarily think that the toilet bowl top part, which I'm using ration and not emotion, is I don't think it's definitely not clean. Because there's rusting pieces of metal in it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like, potable.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's
the
like,
toilet bowl? That's potable.
you gotta drink straight from the toilet bowl.
What about the I think it's the other way around. I think it's the real crime here is that he has made the toilet water dirty with the chicken. Mm. You're gonna get salmonella.
Yeah, you're gonna have a salmonella toilet now
somehow.
Well, yeah. you see what I'm saying about how this is a lot like the Patreon episode we just did. You know, like the idea of putting your meat in your toilet. we kind of got there.
I think that this guy's got to talk to Soup Tube Guy, and yeah. I think they can do some brainstorming.
So I could like. I know logically, as this guy puts it, yes, you know, it's probably safe to eat, but like you're gonna think about that. The chicken being in the toilet.
It's definitely toilet chicken. Oh, yeah. Forever.
You know how you sometimes get, like, what is it? Like, it's not, is it freezer burn? I don't know. When you have something inside of a fridge or a freezer, it just, like, soaks up. Like,
yeah.
Like the smells and stuff. Yeah.
That's why you put
the baking soda on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, your chicken is going to just have that little hint of, like,
well, like, is that a fart? Any little off smell, you're going to attribute it. To the toilet.
Because it is toilet chicken.
Logically, it would be totally fine to freeze human meat and then consume human meat afterwards. There's nothing wrong with that. It wouldn't hurt you to consume human meat.
But we
still don't do it for some reason.
Well, you get mad human disease.
Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was also just thinking about how, like, you know how, like, people will say that urine is sterile? I'm like, I think that's exactly true. Like, I think it might be technically true.
It's the same water that comes out of the sink.
I think, like, it isn't as soon as it leaves your body or something.
Yeah.
Right. Urine is sterile because it contains no living organisms unless that person urinary tract infection, blah, blah, blah.
So if you drink it straight from the source, it's fine.
Okay, Jennifer, you're going to look real stupid. There are less bacteria in urine than tap water, so you should be drinking urine.
Everyone.
Is what this article says.
This
article on pdrinkers.com says it's fine, and you shouldn't be shamed for it.
There are literally people who think that, like, drinking your own pee is, like, good for you, and there's, like, Facebook groups about it. That's, like, that is a thing. That's real. How would you feel if this dude thawed the chicken in the bathtub?
Very weird, but also, you know,
I would be
more
okay with it.
That feels dirtier.
Think about walking into your bathroom and there's just a fucking chicken floating in the
water. Still gotta be.
So some people have some people have sous vide in their bathtub.
Yeah. I've heard of people doing that, or in the fucking dishwasher. That's a thing too.
What?
I've seen that. Yeah, they put it in the bag and they run the dishwasher and it cooks it. I would not do that.
Yeah,
I don't know how that would work.
So my feeling, I think the bathtub would be dirtier because
I think it would be too.
Because there's a bunch of fucking chemicals and stuff.
But it's like a different kind of dirty.
That's where your dirty feet go when you're taking a shower.
It's in a bag. Why are you being so irrational?
No,
I'm kidding. I don't do that.
I think we've actually had this conversation on this show before, but I do not support peeing in the shower. That's gross.
You don't support peeing in the shower?
No.
The bathtub and the toilet are literally the same thing, Jennifer.
Yeah,
they're literally the same thing in every way.
I feel like for men it's a little different because, like, the pee is, like, ejected, like, far away from
you.
You can aim.
Yeah, if you're just letting it roll down your leg, that is no good. That is not a that's not a great situation.
Well, how do you feel about pooping in the shower?
No, that's fine.
You gotta squish it down with your...
That is, I believe, called a waffle stop.
I hate that.
No, guys, I don't like it.
I'm fucking mad now.
So yeah, but I also think that, like, you're allowed...
You don't want to get the toilet seat wet, do you?
You're also allowed to bring emotion into things like this. It's, yeah, like, it's that weird situation where, like, two people who are both of a certain mind can be like, all right, sure, I'll eat the toilet meat. But also, it's not like your girlfriend is wrong in this situation, because you're allowed to be like, no,
I don't want to eat toilet chicken.
I don't want to risk it.
But also, it's like, like, I understand that it's sterile to eat, but I'm also mad at you for being so dumb that you didn't think of this.
Yeah. I mean, that was my point with the cannibalism thing. It's like, you're allowed to have emotional feelings about stuff.
Right. That is true. People have emotional feelings about all sorts of things. Like, people don't eat certain animals in certain countries, right, because it's, you know, right, like, cultural stuff involved in it. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's not purely a logic thing. But, yeah, I think I'm mostly... This question is making me feel weird because I just know in my heart that I would eat the toilet chicken, and I don't know what that says about me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you want to save money, you can put a brick in the top part of your...
To use less water?
To use less water.
You know you can just adjust the thing that fills it up, right? You don't need to put a brick in there.
That sounds beyond my...
Okay, Nick.
It's literally like you just...
The most I know how to do with the toilet...
I don't even think you need tools. I think you just adjust the little floater thing.
Yeah, you're right. Now, what is a brick if not...
A chicken.
A chicken.
A frozen chicken.
Have you ever heard of a brick oven chicken?
Exactly. Hold the chicken down under the water.
No. I don't know, man. Plan ahead. Yeah, and man, also, like, your post sounds exactly like all incel fucking gaslighter 101 anarchist toolbook how to get broken up by a girl.
I mean, I said it before and I'll say it again. Like, you're not an adult until you're 25. Like,
yes,
this guy is 100%. An idiot, sorry, but hopefully he can get past it.
Something we also didn't bring up on our weirdly long soup tube episode. They were both 25, which means by
it's a good
plan. They're
gonna get. Yeah, this does seem like a prime thing that a 22-year-old dude would do. Uh-huh. Is lots of chicken in the toilet.
Oh, they're
bowl.
So fucking stupid.
Or sorry, not in the tank, the toilet tank, not the
when
bowl.
I, you know, like when I was 21, 22, whatever, like I felt like an adult. And now looking back, I'm like, 22-year-olds are the dumbest people
they're
in the
children.
World.
They're children.
You're more stupid than 18.
R. Bristow on Twitter, if you're if you're looking to...
If you want
to
yell.
I'm sorry. If you're 22, like, live it up, but you'll see. When you're 25...
I know, because I think about myself as a 22-year-old, and I was like, wow, she's dumb as shit. Yeah. She didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Don't change a single thing you're doing. Live it up.
Yeah, and I imagine that I will get to 10 years from now and also think current me was a dumbass. It's like, right. I just assume that's the process of growing up, is that you constantly think your past self.
I'm not trying to shame you in any way. I mean, the important thing is that you grow and you learn, and like, you don't stay that way.
You learn to not thaw the chicken in the toilet tank.
Exactly.
Experience teaches you it's a bad idea.
Think logically about thawing your chickens.
Thaw it in the sink. Buy a bowl that's big.
What a fucking idiot.
Buy yourself a big
that's
bowl.
That's so funny.
Actually, that's a piece of advice I'm going to give everyone. Just buy yourself a big bowl. It's useful.
It. Yeah, you can do all sorts of cool shit in a big bowl.
Yeah. And then you're not going to have to worry about getting broken up with because of your toilet chicken.
Yeah. And you just have to apologize and be like, everything I say is stupid and the way I say it is bad. Goodbye. Because there's this whole idea of like, oh, you know, don't bring emotion into XYZ thing. And like, motherfucker, have you ever laughed?
Everything's emotion.
Have you seen a flower?
Wow. We're existential now. Man. Wow. Y'all ready to move on to the next question?
I don't even know, but yes.
Let's do it. Let's move on. Can I read it, though?
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks. Am I the asshole for making my brother cry with Waluigi noises?
How do they have ages?
I don't remember if this one was clarified. I'll go search and find it.
So my little brother has this double standard of sorts where he can be rude and inconsiderate to other people and destroy their stuff or physically hurt them and it's all fine because he was doing it for fun. But when other people do the exact same thing to him, it's considered bullying. We were playing Minecraft with one of our friends, and he was attacking me constantly and destroying my house and taking my stuff, even though the world we were on was our friends. He said that my brother needed to stop or else he would be kicked out of the party. He didn't. After an hour of rebuilding my house and having it destroyed, I got fed up with him and I left the party. Man, this is clearly brother's the asshole far.
Okay, would you guys like to know the ages of the people involved?
My guess,
the
33.
The sister is 30. 29. The little brother is 25.
So the poster is 13 and the brother's 11.
There you go. Do we know if the poster is male or female?
I don't think we know. I actually don't know if they clarify that in there. Yeah, I'm not sure. For some reason, I thought it was they were both boys, but I don't know that.
Sexism. Mm.
He has this other way of annoying people by turning his TV up really loud. And when anyone asks him to turn it down, he turns it down, but only like one or two.
Okay.
That is like peak younger brother behavior right there. Like,
I did it. I decided to annoy him in the exact same way by turning my TV volume to 69.
Nice.
Baby.
And playing Waluigi noises. He came in.
69's very high for volume, right? I feel like
I do not know their
it depends brand on the scale.
But I put mine on 22,
10, some good 100.
Yeah, but I've had ones that like 12 was too loud.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like in our TV, I feel like the most ours gets up to is like 20 something. So
you have
like,
no idea.
I see it sometimes.
You have no idea.
If their TV goes from 1 to 10, then 69 is very loud.
That's too high.
It's six times louder than allowed by the government.
He came in and was screaming at me to turn it down, so I turned it down by 2. After he yelled at me some more, he got frustrated and went into the other room. I turned up the volume. He was trying everything he could to stop hearing Waluigi, but he couldn't escape it. He eventually started crying, and he still is.
To this day.
Am I the asshole in this situation?
Oh, I think that's my favorite sentence in this one, that he started crying, and he still is right now.
I know we've said it before, but thank Christ we did not have the internet
as children.
Yeah,
this
man.
This might have been posted twice, because if you go back... This one got removed from Am I the Asshole, which...
I think it would, because they probably don't allow 13-year-olds to post on Am I the Asshole.
I feel like kids have definitely posted on there before, though. I have definitely come across...
Yeah, but they get removed pretty quickly.
They get removed? Yeah. Yeah. Kids, what is the rule? How old do you have to be to post?
Well, there's like two different rules about kids. There's one rule. Like, no violence or sex stuff. So, like, there's one about... like a 13-year-old hearing her parents have sex, they got rid of that. It was sex and kids.
So, like, let's disregard that because I don't want to think about that. No. But you remember how I was saying 22-year-olds are dumb?
Yeah. Yep.
Teenage boys, holy shit, that's a whole another level.
They're sexy, like, smart in this.
It's an you know what? It's weird, right? It's kind of like an exponential thing, right? Mm. Like, this person is exponentially more dumb than the 22-year-old, but babies, like, when they're, like, you know, one or two, that's when you're like, oh my god, they're so smart. And then they get dumber and dumber until 25.
Also, it starts at 0, and then you're the dumbest at 25, and then at 26, you're like, I've solved it.
And you start going
this.
Back
I apologize,
up.
Family.
You know, actually, yeah, I guess at, like, between 1 and 3, like, they're the smartest thing in the world, and then shoots up.
Nick, I want to say that you're absolutely wrong, because I think babies are idiots.
Yeah, no, they're dumb as shit.
They love to suck on their own toes.
Yeah, they'll drown.
But, like, think about it. Like, when they're like, oh, he waved. He's so smart. He waved at the person. Yay. Mm.
Well, I think that's further proof to show that adults are stupid.
Yeah, that's the parents being stupid.
They love that shit. It's like how cats make you love them by giving you the worms, I assume. It's the same for children. It's like the second that you have kids, they give you brain worms, so you love them.
Their hair.
In our chat, I posted a YouTube link of Waluigi noises, and there's a button that says view together in room. Can I do that? Is that a thing that will work?
Yeah.
I would love to hear some Waluigi sounds right now.
All right. Okay. Here we go. I didn't know this existed, so this is great.
Oh.
good.
It's not it automatically good. Mutes us so that we can't hear Luigi. What if I do this?
Also, we're all muted.
Wow. So that goes on for 10 hours.
10 hours of Waluigi sounds. I think that sounds very relaxing.
That's sick. As a younger brother, I respect this. This is something that would have gotten through to me. And I think that the current younger brother should get rid of emotion and understand that what they did was wrong too. Thank you.
Like, listen, if you look at the situation purely without emotion, you'll see that it makes sense for me to be playing 10 hours of Waluigi sounds.
And 69 volume. I used to do this in college without without any impulse other than to be a shithead. I remember leaving my room for like hours and turning on Arnold Schwarzenegger like la 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 noises and just cranking it.
Why did you do
that? They were so mad. That was a little joke.
Speaking of people not being
joke. Oh, they were so mad. So mad at me.
Which dorm was this in?
That was in what is it? The one with like Mark and Bill and all them.
Oh, and Happy?
Is that
Happy? No.
Nanny?
Nanny. God, I can't remember anything from college. My brain.
So long ago.
It's too long ago.
I can't remember anything pre-COVID.
Yeah, me neither.
I think they broke into my room and turned it off.
That makes sense. That was a... Man, that's interesting to hear that you did... I don't think I knew you did that.
Imagine...
I wouldn't have married you if I knew.
My whole life is a lie.
I didn't know you were the type of guy to play Arnold Schwarzenegger sounds for hours in your dorm room.
Yeah, it was funny. It was a little joke.
I think that, again, I don't think that the poster did anything wrong. I think this is fucking funny as shit.
I mean, where are the parents?
Where are they? Yeah, because if I were the parent in this situation, I'd be like, turn that fucking Waluigi sounds off right now. Get out in the yard home and do some yard work.
Yeah, the COVID times.
I mean, these kind of kids sound like, not saying the parents abandoned them, like, and like that's why they're like this. I'm saying they're like this, and that's why their parents are abandoning them at home to just like fight it out.
Sounds.
When nurture and nature meet.
Yeah, I definitely. It's like thinking about my younger brother is so much younger than me that it was a very different dynamic, I think, than some kids. Mm-hmm. But I definitely would have done some shit like this to him.
I can see your brother, you know, being if you guys were closer, having.
Is your brother like college age now?
He graduated from college fairly recently. He's 10 years younger
I thought
I.
he. I mean, I could have sworn like 10 years ago he was not in college.
Yeah, he's 10 years younger than me. I would definitely have done some shit like this. Oh my God, because I used to be. Because, again, our dynamic is different because I was so much older than him and I basically had to like take care of him in the summer. So I was like older sister, but also babysitter. And he would be a real little brat about food. Like, I'd make him food and be like, what do you want in your sandwich? And I would do exactly like he said. And then he'd be like, I don't want it. I don't want this thing. And I. would hide his video games up on top of the fridge until he ate his food. And I wouldn't make him any more food.
Does that work? Because I could try that tonight.
I don't think it... I don't really even remember if that worked.
There was
I
like
just found satisfaction in doing it.
A viral image just like went around the social medias and it was like a dad hid his son's PlayStation 4 controllers in the oven to like get their kids to like do homework or something, and he didn't tell the wife, and then she turned on the oven in the morning to make cinnamon rolls, because that would be great right now. And like, yeah, so it was a picture of the melted.
This is funny. You've got to
do your homework.
Put it on top of the fucking fridge.
No, do your homework.
Yeah, just do your homework, and then mom wouldn't have to cook your.
So I hid my PlayStation 4 controllers in the back of the toilet.
And now you have to eat it. Michael, you have
yeah.
children.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. What's your wisdom on this situation?
I mean, this situation has probably happened in your household.
They're pretty good. They don't, like, they'll fight, like, everybody, but they're not, they don't get in escalating wars of who can be the most loud and obnoxious.
They don't get in the Waluigi war.
I just, you know, you can't put up with that as a parent. Right? Like, that's crazy.
Too loud!
You gotta be like, really?
Really?
Really? This is what we're doing now?
It's just like, no TV for either of you.
Now,
taking this away.
I mean, like, sometimes Owen will stay up really late now and keep us awake, because our walls are right next to each other.
Mm. Headphones, my dude.
So,
come on.
Well, no, but he's, like, online with his friends, like, playing games.
Oh, so he's talking and
stuff.
Yeah.
From what I've known of your kids, the limited time we spent with you and your kids when you were here in DC, they do not talk. They don't. Right, so I do not.
No, he can be loud. He can do curse words at them and stuff. It's also
No. Do Waluigi noises when he get mad.
the only thing that really works is luckily the router is within reaching distance of bed, so I just turn that off.
Dad, I got pwned.
That takes care of that.
Isn't he taller than you? He's gonna start hiding the router on top of the fridge.
He's almost as tall as me, but I think he weighs a quarter of
So he's you're still good for a while.
Is his room farther away from your room in the new house?
And then, so we're moving to a new house next week. Believe me, one of the main considerations was how to get it so that we were not joined together anymore. He's downstairs.
Man, what a treat for a teen boy to Larker,
put him in the basement.
Gets to have a fucking bed in the room with you two, and he has to go to the teen boy's
zone. It's the law now, like when your adult son is an adult, once he's 18, they must live in the basement away from the rest of the family.
I mean, we've always known that's where he was going to end up. So.
That's a basement boy.
And then, like, you just don't see him for a while. And
He pops
up from the basement door, and you're all like, huh. You're still here?
Every TGIF show back in the late 90s, early 2000s or whatever, always had a sick as shit basement. And I always wanted to live in the... Yeah. I always wanted to be a basement boy.
Man, we went house shopping and, like, fucking killer basements. Just, like, redone, recessed lighting, like, that's what I want.
I'm from Florida.
Tim just wants a basement real bad. My dad finally, like, kind of fixed up our basement. But it's too moist down there. Like, something's wrong with it.
Basement. I want a cool basement.
He put all his cool guitars up on the wall, and the guitars got fucked up because it's too moist down in the basement.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to get a... something.
He got I think he got an extreme dehumidifier. What I don't know, but I just know his guitars got fucked up in the basement. Funny. So he would do that. It's not
curses.
Quite there yet.
Curses.
I think that we've.
Yeah, we should move on. Let's this move next on. One is.
It's a little long. Yeah.
Intense.
Okay. This one is from Lovely Dragon on Twitter. Did they submit it or?
They alerted me to this one.
All right. Okay, here we go. Am I the asshole for wanting to name my daughter after a Star Wars character?
And I also want to say, this one trended on Twitter. It was so popular.
I don't. Yeah. I think I didn't fully look.
Yeah,
because
I've read this
it.
One and it ruined my day.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good names in there. Luke.
I'm sure they've got a. Yeah, I'm sure some good.
Leia. Ray. Yeah, I'm sure she picked one of those.
Yeah.
Throwaway, of course. Since we are 99% set on the name and don't need my child's name tied to my Reddit history. My wife and I are huge fans of the Star Wars movies. Huge. We met while camping out for the premiere of The Force Awakens. Okay, first of all, you don't need to do that. You can
reserve
seats now.
No, you don't.
Seats now.
Why would you camp out?
You can show up 5 minutes before the movie after the previews are over and be fine.
I've never camped out for anything. I've had to
for the past decade.
I can't imagine caring about anything enough to camp out for it.
I did that for like Xbox 360, but that was about it.
For Halo.
Our spark was instant. And just a year later, I proposed with a ring hanging from the arm of a Rey Funko figure, and she said yes.
I too
no.
want
to Why would you say
die.
Yes to that?
A
Rey Funko figure.
Now, listen, I'm not trying to razz anyone too hard. This is like what you're into.
If, whatever.
I just think that Funko Pops are terrifying, and their eyes are so dead.
Yes.
And if someone tried to propose to me with a Funko Pop, I think I would instantly die.
Nick
has a
other
complete
things.
Collection of Funkos. He's got all of them.
Who does?
Nick does.
What?
No, yeah,
Funko. Does.
Nick's a Funko boy. He's got his
made
boy zone.
On, I made a joke on Twitter that I had a complete Funko collection and they would pry it from my cold dead hands. And somebody was like, I'll get rid of it. It was terrible. And I'm like, this is a joke, man.
You don't get it. Also, it's impossible to have a complete Funko collection.
They have a Funko for literally, like, there's probably a fucking Joe Biden
Funko Pop.
Oh, you bet.
I think Funko Pops are the cultural equivalent of the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
I like a figure, but the Funko, so Funko makes other figures that are good, but the Funko Pop line, like, they all look, they're too similar.
They're very similar.
They got dead eyes.
And we probably have a Funko. Okay, you have people's Funko
yums, though. I mean, let them, enjoy
live
your
Funkos.
Of, that's your thing.
I think
everybody gets
it.
To a point where they have, like, 10 Funkos, and then they're like, I'm getting bored of the Funko. Like,
yeah. You can have a couple Funkos, and it's fine.
Listen, like, you can have a couple Funkos. I'm just saying, I would not like to be proposed to in this way, but obviously this person was into it, so whatever. You guys are on the same page.
I think a Star Wars proposal is nice, but, like, I think the Funko Pop is what ruins it.
It's horrible.
It makes it a joke.
It makes it a fucking joke.
I think that you should have put the ring inside of a Jar Jar Binks mouth and had her open it.
Make her drink blue milk.
Yeah, drink the blue milk. And put the blue milk in a champagne flute, and at the bottom is the ring.
Delicious.
My wife, I didn't know how to propose, and she suggested a magic trick, and I didn't, and so I was like, oh, this is a little cheesy, but I did it because that's what she requested. I did
look how dirty your ears are.
I proposed by, I opened the ring box, and there was no ring in it, and then I closed it, and I opened it, and it was in there.
That's good, though.
That is cool.
And she still doesn't know how I did it.
How'd you do it?
That's how you keep the spark alive.
I can look up there's, it's like a based on another, like a real magic trick.
Nick, you know, you're not supposed to usually agree on this beforehand.
On what?
On how one will propose to the other.
She knew I had the ring. Like, we went and bought it together.
I think that, Nick, on your deathbed, you can whisper to her, your wife, what...
No, I'm taking that one to the grave.
No one will know.
All right, I need to
tell
hear more.
Tell me more about the Star Wars.
Okay, I'll tell you more about the Star Wars. She said yes for some reason. Everything about us is Star Wars, and I mean everything. From what we watch, to what we play, to our home decor. Our friends think we are a bit nutty, but... have always respected it until my wife got pregnant and we shared the name we wanted when we found out we were having a girl. Captain Phasma. The whole name, like Mary Kate. Captain Dash Phasma.
Wow.
She's due in 6 weeks, and once we announced the name on a Zoom meeting with our family and closest friends, they went from being happy and excited to appalled.
I would love
that. They think we are messing up the child for this. Do you think when you told the doctor what to put on the birth certificate, they'd be like, we need to call child services?
They're like, we're not allowed to do that.
This doctor pulls out a gun and, like, give me the baby.
It's not the Phasma part, it's the
captain. It's the captain part. Yeah. It's absolutely the captain part.
She goes into the army or armed forces and she's captain Phasma, right. Or like
Captain
or
Phasma.
Lieutenant Captain.
It's like, what are you named after? A space Nazi with no lines.
Nick, I'm going to apologize for this right now, but it's like Footpad Calor. I mean, this is stupid.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah,
I'm
sorry, Nick.
A little Gritty's Adventures joke for y'all out there.
You mean Drunks and Dragons?
Yeah, it's like that.
They totally are. My wife and I were both bullied as kids, including myself for having a name associated with a girl. Example, Jordan. And we think a strong name would make other kids in awe of our daughter. Especially once you have the tie-in to Gwendolyn Christie, who is basically a warrior. Our daughter should be both respected and...
This is where things really start to go off the rails here. Because the fact that your brain was like, now I was bullied a lot as a kid, but you know what would keep my child from being bullied? Naming her after a Star Wars character.
Yeah. Right. If you want your kid to be respected and feared, you gotta be like, this is my daughter, the big bitch. This is my daughter, Nail Eater.
I'm not one to victim blame, but these people may have gotten themselves bullied through their own actions. It's their own fault.
Yeah, you might have brought this on yourself.
If you name your child, fuck you, dad, right? Like, they can legally say that in school. The teacher
that's
can't
so
say
true. They can't do
shit.
Anything. Yeah,
that's
yeah. Anything is my name.
And then so they're like, oh, hey, what's the answer? And then you're just like, what's your name? Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, fuck you, Dad.
Or like, fuck,
that's fine.
Fuck you, teacher.
But also, like, what bothers me most about this is I could be wrong. I do like Star Wars, but I guess I don't like it that much. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm 99% sure her name isn't Captain Phasma. That's
no!
her rank.
Yeah, it's got to be
her name
rank.
Is Phasma, and she is a captain.
Yeah.
Yes!
That's got first and or last name.
Wow. My God. And then they're going to do that, like, How I Met Your Mother joke, when like, Captain Phasma, and they're going to salute your daughter every day when she comes in. Oh, this is terrible. It's terrible. My parents are begging us to consider naming our girl Gwendolyn or Brienne. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this part.
Yeah. This is also another twist.
I forgot about this part. Brienne, what did we... For Christie's Game of Thrones character, and honestly, it's a sore point with my wife and me, because she watched the show behind my back, and it bothers me.
I
need to have that
more.
Separate thing. Am I the asshole? Okay. I watch Game of Thrones.
So they met for the premiere of Force Awakens, which was 2016? Is that right?
That's
2015?
I don't remember.
2015.
Okay. And then Game of Thrones was in, like, what? Like, pretty far in, right?
2011?
So I guess my question is, like, did she watch it, you know, as it was airing? And, like, he expected her to wait,
like,
even
wait?
Though she was, like, watching it before they met?
Or maybe she went behind his back and, like, started watching it afterwards.
Because there's, like, a little bit of the couple dance of, like, do you want to watch this show? Well, yes, I do, but I want to watch it now. Well, I don't really want to watch it now. So can I watch it by myself? Can I get caught up? And you do, like, absolutely not.
So I get that, too. But I still don't think I'd ever be mad about it if you, like, watched ahead of me.
This guy's an asshole.
I would just be like, okay, I'll just catch up, and then we can watch together.
Yeah.
I also love rewatching stuff, so, like, a lot of times, like, our TV system is that I will watch a show, and then I get Tim to watch it with me so I can watch it again.
Right.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, it's weird. Honestly, it's a sore point with my wife and me, because she watched the show behind my back, and it bothers. And my parents know this. So I definitely would not consent to naming her Brienne. Even though I respect Christy and her talents in the clips I've seen. So am I the asshole, or are we both the asshole? Twist. For wanting to name our daughter after a strong female character from our favorite movies. I feel like between Star Wars being where we got our start in our lives, basically, that it shouldn't be so bad. Edit. I thought reactions would be mixed, but I'm surprised at how negative it is, especially with the reasons for her name. We have some time to think this more through at least, and my wife is open to combining CP's name with a more normal sounding first name.
CP,
definitely
baby CP.
Considering other names now, but it's still Star Wars related. Thank you. Also, I see a lot do not like the character Captain Phasma at all. I disagree wholeheartedly with that, but to each their own.
I think they should name... Okay, let's think of some more Star Wars names that they could name.
Yoda.
Their
Darth
baby.
Maul.
Just Phasma.
This is my baby, Darth Maul.
No.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba.
Dubek.
It's Jabba... And again, all of these are hyphenated, so Jabba the Hutt.
Mundi.
This is my daughter, Emily Jabba the Hutt Smith.
This is my daughter, Salacious Crumb.
This is my daughter, Dengar.
This is my daughter,
Solusk.
Yeah, I'm just trying to name more.
This is my daughter,
Star Wars
General C-3PO.
So I read this in the morning, and it hurt. Yeah, it hurt. It hurt to see
it. Yeah,
it
ruined my day.
And so I basically went into my various rooms, and in a screaming fit, tore down anything Star Wars related.
Yeah, I'm not a Star Wars fan anymore because of this question.
Yeah, I went downstairs and punched the fuck out of our Rogue One poster.
Yeah.
I have bloody hands. I don't like Star Wars. I think it's bad now, but... You know, before I read this, I loved it, and now I think it's bad. But this is horrible. This is one of those questions that, like, I don't even know what to say other than just to reread sections of it. But there are, this is kind of one of those weird ones that is like deep with so many gifts, mostly the Game of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones thing, and that his parents know that it's a sore point.
Yeah.
In their so, relationship.
And in the comments, they both hate Rey. So it's this whole situation of like,
oh, no.
We like the new movies. We don't want to name her Rey because she sucks as a character. And like, oh, we don't want to do Leia because people have done that before.
Yeah, there are too many Leias out there.
No, that's what we always say.
Are you Leia A or Leia C?
I think they should go further, I guess, with the rank thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Like, I mean, Captain, that's not that high up, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, go.
Like,
yeah,
Darth, Admiral Akbar.
Yeah.
Darth, Supreme Chancellor.
Supreme,
exactly.
Supreme Leader Snoke.
Yeah.
Well, I that. Yeah. Daughter, Jennifer... Jack Porkins Jones.
Yeah, there's some really dog shit Star Wars names.
I'm looking at
Count Dooku.
A list on StarWars.com of weirdest Star Wars names.
They definitely should name the baby Count Dooku.
Here's General
Grievous
Wilson?
Is right there, and you're not gonna freaking name her General Grievous? Are you kidding me?
You name a dog Captain Phasma. You name a this is a name for dogs. You name that,
a
dog
a
General
name for
Truffles
a dog,
or whatever
Captain
his name
Phasma.
Is. Huh? Oh, you don't want to.
Here's a name that rolls off the tongue that you could name your daughter. Padok Draba Taket Sapa De Rectit Nika Linka Ti Ki Fe.
I like it.
Also known as Pow.
I need to search. I'm searching Chewbacca's son. Lumpy! Name that baby Lumpy!
That's Lumpy?
Lumpy's his name!
I love Star Wars. This is Lumpy.
This is my child, Lumpy. I think that Chewbacca's dad also has a fucked up name.
Chewbacca's not dad. Even his real, like, name, right? It's like his English name. You know, it's like when, you take Spanish in high school, and they're like, what's your Spanish name?
Like, his real name's like, Nick.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't remember this. It says it's like, okay, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking of something from the Star Wars Christmas.
Adishuk.
Maybe that's funny. Only thinking of Lumpy.
Isn't the grandpa something stupid?
The grandpa has a weird... Okay, I'm just...
I don't know.
You guys keep talking. I gotta investigate.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the kid's gonna get bullied if you name him fucking Captain Phasma. Even if their middle name is Captain Phasma, like, yeah, that kid's gonna grow up. Probably resent Star Wars a lot because they were bullied for it.
And
resent you.
They're gonna hate
parents.
Star Wars. The kid is gonna not like Star Wars. Like that's gonna.
So they're gonna hate it so much. Like so much.
You can't like if you try to force like cultural stuff like that on your children. They just like reject it outright. Right.
Yeah.
Right, Michael.
They do. For instance, neither of my kids like Harry Potter, and I guess they just had forethought
well,
and realized
that's just
that
they're extremely woke.
JK is a piece of garbage.
Yeah. This question was deleted by the user, so which I love because it's like, well, we're never gonna deal with this again. I pray they don't go through with it. But
Chewbacca's. Dad? Grandpa's name is Itchy.
Itchy.
Because
Itchy.
There you go.
If you are a person who has not seen the Star Wars Life Day / Christmas special, I do recommend watching it at some point because it's extremely insane. Itchy has a whole, like, VR
Itchy's
fantasy
horny, right?
of Jefferson Starship singing a horny song
to
him.
Did I hallucinate this or... Are they actually making George Lucas's like planned trilogy as a new Star Wars trilogy? Is that happening?
I don't know.
I could have sworn I read that.
Well, I doubt that.
If I did read that, I immediately buried it in my brain because I can't handle that knowledge existing.
Captain, this is my daughter, Captain Phasma.
Just like, Captain Phasma.
It's like Mary Kate.
Captain Phasma.
COVID has like fucked me up so much that like a friend of mine told me like, oh, my wife's pregnant again, and I don't know if I dream that or not. That's like a real thing happening.
Real?
And they haven't like posted about it, so I can't like ask shit. Without being rude.
It's like, where's your baby? Like, well, it's COVID.
I'm reading some articles, or this one particular article, and I don't even believe some of these names from Star Wars. Like, like Droopy McCool
is a
band member from Jabba the Hutt.
Is that the
My
one
friends are really into Star Wars, and they did meet at a Force Awakens premiere.
Uh-oh. Nick, you gotta get to him real fast.
I think the character that sells drugs in Attack of the Clones has a really stupid name, too.
Elin Sleazebagano.
Yes, Sleazebagano! Elin Sleazebagano! Yes!
Now, why would you name your child Captain Phasma when you could name them Sleazebagano?
Oh, that's Star Wars
like,
sucks.
If you go deep in the lore, and then, you know, so your kid isn't going to be immediately made fun of by all the people that have just seen the movies, but, like, the true fans are going to be like, oh, that's awesome, and they're going to respect.
Apparently, J.J. Abrams named a character Ello Asti because he loves the Beastie Boys and named it after their album Hello Nasty.
Oh, that's good.
That feels like some JoJo stuff, and that I do support. Right, making a character be named after like an album or a band.
Right, and it's like background characters can have any stupid name they want.
What is worse? Like, what would be a worse franchise to like name your child after?
Game of Thrones season 8.
Well, yeah, isn't there like a ton of like Khaleesi?
Because there are. That actually is genuinely. I was thinking more like, what if you named your child after the blue avatars? Like,
Nabi.
Yeah, what if you named him character in that?
I feel like the Avatar world at Disney World is like more popular than like the movies are at this point.
Isn't there supposed to be another one coming out? Like I've never
there's
seen
like seven more coming.
I've never
out.
Seen weirdly any of them.
You haven't seen it? How are we married?
It's like above average, I guess.
I only want to see it if I'm in like a movie theater and it's like surround sound, and also I'm extremely on drugs.
Oh,
that
yeah,
sounds
be great
good,
to do
and
drugs
I would enjoy that.
I remember I was on like a weird business like all day interview thing, and like one of the people there was just like, I've seen it 7 times.
That is like, crazy person freak. Behavior. I am sorry. I've never seen in a movie theater anything more than like twice.
As a white person, I love a white savior film because it makes me feel good about all the atrocities we have committed. But, you know, even then, I probably don't want to see it 7 times. But I liked it. It's not very good, but it's fun.
I'll
see all above it. Fuck. Like, this is my daughter, Jake Sully.
Name your kid after, like, I don't know, like, the Goonies? Like, I'm sure...
this is my daughter, Chunk.
Michael, what Star Wars character are your kids named after?
Owen Sleazebagano.
Well, as we all know, my daughter's named after Hall of Fame Cincinnati Red shortstop, Barry Larkin.
Oh, yeah.
Is your son named after Owen Lars?
No, Owen Wilson.
Uncle Owen. Wow, he is!
Wow! What a fucking freak,
oh,
Michael.
Man. Oh,
I'm exposed. I gotta go.
I hope. Oh, man. What if Owen becomes an uncle? That's gonna be amazing.
Uncle Owen!
Yeah, were you gonna name Owen Uncle Owen at birth? This is my son, Uncle Owen.
Uncle Owen!
Yeah.
Yeah. There is
Uncle
a Sergeant
Owen
Larkin
on tomorrow.
In the Star Wars Fantopia.
What? Nah. Don't call me out like this.
This is my son.
I didn't want this way this went down.
Legends.
My mom did name me after, now I can't remember the exact story, but it was either after an actress or a character in a soap opera. She saw the name Jennifer and liked it.
Jennifer is like the most common name in the world.
It is, but you know, like, that's the thing. Like, at the time, like, when I was born in 87, it wasn't, like, all those Jennifers started coming out during that time period. Okay. So it wasn't as common, but then
I mean, the story is that I was named after Saint Nick because I'm a Christmas baby.
Yeah.
Well, that does make sense.
Take this trip with me. Do you think that there were people, I don't know, in the year 400 that were posting on the year 400 Reddit, I want to name my son Peter after the character from Bible.
I'm a huge fan of the Bible.
Like, that fucking happens now. Like, right, I have very Catholic relatives, and
yeah, my name's
all
Timothy,
of their kids
Timothy
are
the, Bible.
The craziest names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how different is it to name your kid after a character from the Bible than from a character from Star Wars?
Right.
I think it's the same.
If you have a son that's named Peter and a son named Paul, you need to have two daughters that are Anna and Elsa, whatever their names are.
If you have extremely religious family and they do like name like Bible names and stuff like that, and then they cast shade on like fandoms and like, you know, anime fans and just like weebs in general, you gotta hold up a mirror to them because they're just Bible weebs.
Stop making fun of my son Goku. You named me John. I look like an idiot.
My daughter Bulma, it means underwear or no, bra? No, it means underwear in Japanese.
Is that true?
Bulma is like Bulma's family is all named after articles briefs. Of clothing, like Dr. Yeah. Briefs.
What?
Yeah, Dragon Ball's really stupid.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's like a lot of food. Like,
this is my daughter Opai. That's boobs.
That does. Yeah, that is.
Let's see. What does Bulma mean?
Now I'm back on this person's side. I think it's good to name your kid Captain Phasma, and I have extreme self-embarrassment based on my Bible fandom name.
Yeah, Timothy. It's very embarrassing.
Bulma means gym shorts in Japanese.
What?
Bulma's hot.
Or bloomers. Actually, everybody on this podcast has a fucking Bible name except for me.
There's no Jennifer in the
Bible? There's no Jennifer in the Bible?
There's got to be a Jennifer.
Come on.
She probably, like,
no, because Jennifer,
you know, betrays Jesus or something.
The root of Jennifer is Guinevere.
Is there a Guinevere?
It's the Cornish
the
version of Guinevere.
All right, I looked up Jennifer
Garden.
I was going to look it up on Olive Garden, and then I forgot that that joke is from a Patreon episode, so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you guys, it's really embarrassing for you how you're named after the Bible, and that's like an old
but if you're going to be named after the Bible, kingdom. Timothy is cool. Everyone says that. Everyone says Timothy's cool.
Is there a book of Timothy?
I don't know
about the Bible.
First and second. Is it three? First,
Archangel up in this bitch. I'm like, God.
I don't remember. I literally went to school for the Bible. I don't remember shit anymore because
I used to know all of
my
them.
Brain is
I used to know
bad.
Every book.
I think.
All right, there's two. I was thinking of all the Johns.
There's
but,
three Johns.
But there, every book of the Bible could be a John, if you ask me. Or
wow,
Peter.
So true.
Who is he? Luke? Paul? Jude?
I think this is a sign that this episode is over now.
Do you think
this
the books of the Bible, did they come out like as like releases like every couple of years?
No,
like,
yeah,
oh,
it was
a new book.
It was DLC.
I'm
everyone
so
was fucking
excited
pissed about it.
For fucking Philemon to come out.
It's like, I didn't beat Galatians yet. They yeah. fucking got pissed off. It's like, oh man, Ephesians
was
not worth
$5. What if the Bible was originally a pen and paper RPG?
Oh man.
Ooh, that's
and
disruptive.
The Bible we know today is just somebody's campaign.
Oh, that rule.
Oh, we're gonna
I think that's
that.
That's real. Well,
what's Esdras? Oh, apocrypha.
Yeah, that's apocrypha shit. That's different. That's what the Catholics have that.
I love that like I want to say I read the whole Bible because of Bible school like for like 10 years growing up. But to this day when people like mention it's like, "Oh, this book of the Bible," I have like no
like, what
recollection
is that?
Of like that being a thing, or they like talk about like, oh, in this part of the Bible, they say this, and I'm like, this does not ring.
I started reading it, and I was like, this is fucking boring.
It is
well,
very boring.
The beginning is tough to get through. There's a lot of genealogy up in there.
I think it's all sick and epic. There's a book called Lamentations. Doesn't that rule?
Yeah, Lamentations is where my favorite is Ecclesiastes because it's basically like, you should just eat, drink, and be merry because you could die tomorrow. And I'm like,
Song of Solomon's horny.
Song of Solomon is about sex. That's true.
Modern Christianity is about picking and choosing what works for you, like from the Bible, and just ignoring everything else.
I personally, the only book of the Bible that I live my life by is Bell and the Dragon from
that's
the Apocrypha, because it's called Bell and the Dragon.
Galatians.
What's the one where it's like you gotta go shit in a tent for a week?
That's in one of the
Genesis
Leviticus or
that's what I do.
One of those.
If I have to take a dump, I go out and live in a tent for a week.
Yeah, me too.
I think you're mixing two of our hit Bible stories, which is fine. But all it's cover your shit so God can step.
Because God
in
walks
it.
Among you, and you got to keep that shit clean.
Wait,
and
is there a thing that says you have to cover your shit in the
yes,
Bible?
Yes, there literally is a part. I forget if I. Feel like it's in Leviticus that it talks about that.
And the tent thing is if you have a wet dream.
If you have a wet dream, you got to go sleep in the nut tent.
That's a thing?
Yes, it is true. It is.
I know
it's
the
like
Bible was sexist and made women sleep
with, like,
in tents, but they also make men sleep in tents. So you know what?
If you nut.
Yeah, if you have a wet dream. Yeah, that's
if
the
you,
whole thing.
If you nut not for procreation, you have to sleep in a tent.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
If you have a wet dream, the Bible says, do this thing. Anyways.
Wait, so it's a, like because like the devil made you.
I think it's just, you're not clean.
You just, yeah, I think, yeah, it's...
All the shit's about being clean, so...
Anyway,
I'm gonna go shit in a tent.
Thank you so much for joining us on this very weirdly energied episode of, I always call it Ask Dear Internet.
That's not the show.
And that's not what our show is called. It is called Dear Internet.
Let's
but
drop
you,
the, just Dear Internet.
Dear Internet, it's just Dear Internet.
The Dear Internet.
But if you see any wild-ass questions out there that you would like us to address, you can tag Ask Dear Internet on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Baristo.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.